Good morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moililihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Kanazawa family in memory of Kinji and Shim Kanazawa. This morning's talk is a rebroadcast of an earlier message by Reverend Richard Tennis.
Welcome and thank you for allowing me to share my thoughts about the Buddha Dharma on this White Way radio broadcast. On September 21st, we observed Peace Day, so I'd like to say a few words about peace. I would like to begin by posing some questions that most of us, I think many of us, have on our minds in these very difficult times. Why has the world become a place of such hatred and intolerance? Why do so many people find it impossible to accept others of different races or who hold different religious or political beliefs? And how do we find a way to a peaceful world to create the conditions that make peace possible? I think we can say that only the spirit of humility and gratitude, which we receive from the Buddha's teachings, offers us a real solution and a path to peace. The spirit of humility is for me to awaken to the understanding that I myself am always equally capable of doing to others just what I feel they have done to me. And this makes me realize that I can never be in the right, but that I always have a share in the causes of the sufferings of others everywhere. The spirit of gratitude makes me aware that every good I enjoy in this life is the result of the help of others, everyone around me, especially those to whom I may actually direct my anger and hatred. So the first thing that I think we must all take to heart in order to be able to create the conditions for peace in the world is for each of us to see in ourselves the conflict, unfairness, and violence that destroy peace in our own minds and actions, and then by extension throughout the whole world. I first need to realize that peace must come from myself alone. If I say that I desire peace in the world, peace among families, communities, tribes, races, religions, and nations, if I am calling for peace, which is what Peace Day is all about, then I had better start by finding that peace within myself. The Buddhist teacher Shinran did not say too much directly on the subject of peace. Well, because he lived in ancient Japan, a place somewhat isolated from the rest of the world, the idea of world peace would not have been a concept he was familiar with. He lived in a time when war and peace were mainly local concerns. However, he frequently referred to the Pure Land, which is itself an expression of true peace. Shinran often called the Pure Land the Pure Land of Peace, or simply the Land of Peace. For example, in referring to the life of Nembutsu, he said, "Necessarily, one achieves the abandoning of this world, transcending and parting from it, and attains birth in the land of peace." Now, Shinran identified this pure land of peace with nirvana. Nirvana is really the extinguishing of our blind passions. Our insatiable attachments, which the Buddha taught are the cause of suffering. That's the primary goal of Buddhism. What we call suffering in Buddhism is actually our mind being in turmoil and conflict, our mind lacking peace. Shinran actually saw the Pure Land and nirvana as identical things. Shinran, in his understanding of the Buddha's teaching, identified peace with the abandoning of this world. He didn't mean that we should abandon the world of myriad beings which with whom we live in interdependent oneness. By the expression, this world, I think he meant the values of society which are constructed by human beings based on our attachments, our blind passions, greed, anger, and ignorance. So in the search for peace within ourselves, we Buddhists first need to question the values we hold, all the values that we are taught and accept without thinking. In our society, for example, we place very high value on the ideas of competition, winning, succeeding, attaining wealth and power, etc., etc. At the same time, we tend to demean the notion that one should act primarily for the welfare of others. That idea is treated with a certain contempt often by a disturbingly large number of people. Yet, if we take the fundamental teachings of Buddhism seriously, and if we have the courage to follow our Buddhist convictions, we will naturally begin to question the popular values of our society and be willing to abandon them, that's this world, even if it means enduring tremendous discomfort, inconvenience, mockery, and personal sacrifice. In the days of Shinran, the people who devoted themselves to the Nembutsu were faced with the same kind of dilemma. Nembutsu followers of that time were not church members like today, and their Buddhism was not a kind of homey, comfortable, organizational thing that they could belong to and participate in activities and so on. Ancient Nembutsu followers were people who were seriously devoted to walking the path of awakening, the Buddhist path, despite sometimes serious consequences. And such devotion was perceived as a dangerous threat by the established order of the day, both the Buddhist establishment and the government. They were seen by the authorities as unauthorized Buddhists. They weren't following the official state-sanctioned beliefs, and they didn't submit to official Buddhist leadership. Thus, their religion became banned, and these Nembutsu followers were persecuted and sometimes killed. In this context, where it would have been natural for these Nembutsu followers to respond with anger and violence, Shinran admonished them to live by the values inherent in their devotion to Amida Buddha, and thus to nurture a mind of peace, wishing for the happiness of everyone, including those who persecuted them. He wrote in one letter to his followers who were suffering from such troubles. He said, "Nevertheless, since the prohibition of the Nembutsu in the past led to the arising of disturbances in society, on this occasion I hope that everyone will, deeply entrusting themselves to the Nembutsu and firmly embracing prayers for peace in the world, in their hearts, together say the Nembutsu." And he further encouraged those whose faith was very deep to actively aspire for peace in the whole world. He said, "Those who feel that their own birth is completely settled should, mindful of the Buddha's benevolence, hold the Nembutsu in their hearts and say it, to respond in gratitude to that benevolence with the wish, may there be peace in the world, and may the Buddha's teachings spread." So we live in a very conflicted world today. There is so much conflict, so much disagreement, active hostility, and hatred between people about even the most trivial matters. Every difference, every shade of opinion has become a justification for people to dig in, to refuse to listen to any other perspectives, and to rationalize the dehumanization of each other, even to the extent of killing. This is a very great tragedy, and it demonstrates how far our society has strayed from the path of peace. It is time for all people, all who are sincerely seeking spiritual awakening, to speak out with courage and wisdom and to act with truth and kindness toward all. I hope we can begin to turn the tide so that the turbulent waters of hatred, ego, judgment, and intolerance will become transformed into the still waters of kindness, humility, gratitude, and acceptance. We Buddhists walk the middle path. We embrace the goodness of the life of we receive each moment, the life we receive as a gift from others. In this spirit, let us begin to renew the world with this aspiration that Shinran shared with us. May there be peace in the world, and may the Buddha's teachings spread. Thank you very much for listening. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Tennis, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moili'ilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, September 18th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Autumn Ohigang and Peace Day service will be Reverend Blaine Higa of Kona Honganji Mission. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, the Kanazawa family, and our speaker, Reverend Richard Tennis. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend I. Hironaka of Lahaina Honganji Mission. Namo Amida Butsu.